Today, we'll explore the moving story from the Book of Kings, where a prophet sent by God to Bethel carries an urgent message for King Jeroboam of Israel. At first glance, the narrative may seem somewhat ordinary. However, the unfolding events reveal a tragic twist, culminating in the prophet's death by a lion. What makes this special is that every detail of this story holds deep lessons about God's sovereignty. If you're interested in this topic, consider subscribing to the channel and activating the notification bell to receive more content like this. Without further ado, let's get into the video. Before we dive into the story of the prophet sent by God to Bethel, let's delve into the historical context of this intriguing account from the Book of Kings, set in a period after the reigns of David and Solomon. The setting is Israel, a nation that had experienced a time of glory during those reigns, but now faced a crossroads. With Solomon's death, the unified kingdom of Israel became divided. The division of the kingdom occurred due to oppressive policies and the folly of Solomon's son, Rehoboam. The northern kingdom, known as Israel, was formed by the Israelite tribes under the leadership of Jeroboam, a former official of Solomon. Meanwhile, the southern kingdom, comprising the tribes of Judah and Benjamin, remained under the Davidic dynasty, with Rehoboam as king. This division marked not only a period of political instability, but also triggered a spiritual crisis. Jeroboam, although divinely permitted to politically divide the kingdom as part of God's judgment against the house of Solomon, overstepped by establishing centers of idolatrous worship in Bethel and Dan. These actions not only diverted the people of Israel from true worship of the Lord, as established in the Mosaic law, but also represented a direct rejection of God's sovereignty. King Jeroboam made the mistake of trying to secure his power by distancing the people from worship in the temple in Jerusalem. To achieve this, he introduced golden calves as objects of worship and instituted an alternative priesthood. These decisions, besides disobeying divine commands, also affronted God's choice of Jerusalem as his special dwelling place. The spiritual and political consequences of Jeroboam's disobedience were immediate and lasting. The apostasy he introduced undermined the spiritual foundations of the nation. As the people of Israel strayed from legitimate worship, they became susceptible to idolatry and the rejection of divine principles. This not only displeased God, but also opened the doors to the spiritual and moral decline of the nation. Politically, Jeroboam's disobedience led to constant conflicts between the two kingdoms, Israel in the north and Judah in the south. Internal divisions weakened political stability and created a fertile ground for rivalries and disputes. The political consequence of disobedience was chronic instability, which shaped Israel's destiny in the subsequent years. Bethel, the place to which the prophet was sent, holds significant meaning in biblical texts. Its name, meaning House of God, harkens back to the moment when Jacob had a vision of angels ascending and descending a ladder reaching to heaven. This vision marked Bethel as a place of divine revelation. The irony here is striking, as Jeroboam transformed a location where God had revealed himself to the patriarch of the nation into a scene of rebellion and apostasy. Against this backdrop of contempt and challenge to divine authority, the man of God was sent to Bethel to prophesy against the idolatrous altar and condemn Jeroboam's idolatry and rebellion. This historical context helps us grasp the gravity of the situation and the reasons why God chose to send a prophet to confront the king and his spiritual deviation. These critical events provide a solid foundation for understanding the unfolding of this tragic biblical story. The prophet's mission in Bethel had a clear objective: to prophesy against the idolatrous altar established by Jeroboam. This was not merely a mission of rebuke, but a direct confrontation with practices that led the people of Israel away from true worship. By being sent to proclaim God's word against the idolatrous altar, The prophet represented divine authority in the face of the king's rebellion. In prophesying against the altar, the man of God not only condemned idolatry, but also confronted the direct challenge to God's sovereignty. Bethel, a place marked by divine presence in the past, now witnessed a blatant rejection of that presence. The prophet's mission in Bethel symbolized a call to restore true worship and submission to the Lord, who had chosen Jerusalem as his special dwelling place. Upon arriving in Bethel, the prophet not only prophesied against the idolatrous altar, but also announced an immediate sign to validate the truth of his message. The prophet declared that the altar would be split apart and the ashes on it would be poured out. This was not just a judgment against the idolatry practiced, but also a prophetic foretelling of the imminent spiritual and political decline of Israel under Jeroboam's leadership. It was a clear message from God about the consequences of disobedience and apostasy. While the prophet was fulfilling his mission in Bethel, an extraordinary event occurred. King Jeroboam, confronted with the bold condemnation of his idolatrous altar, stretched out his hand against the man of God. However, in this act of aggression, Jeroboam's hand immediately dried up, becoming paralyzed and unable to move. This was a supernatural and immediate sign of God's judgment upon those who oppose his will and his messengers. The paralysis of Jeroboam's hand did not escape the Lord's notice, and this extraordinary event served as a tangible manifestation of God's power. It not only reaffirmed the authority of the man of God and the truth of his message, but also underscored the importance of obedience. By confronting the prophet, Jeroboam was directly challenging divine will, and divine judgment was promptly executed upon him. Faced with this miracle, a humbled and frightened Jeroboam asked the prophet to pray to the Lord to restore his hand. In his mercy, God heeded this request, although he did not nullify the consequences of the king's idolatry and disobedience. This demonstrated not only the authority of the man of God, but also God's mercy in response to genuine repentance. This part of the story highlights the importance of submission to divine commandments and warns of the immediate consequences of rebellion. It offers a profound insight into how God deals with disobedience, while also emphasizing the opportunity for repentance and restoration when hearts turn back to Him. This supernatural interaction is a powerful reminder of the need to obey God's will, regardless of circumstances. After these events, the man of God also made a remarkable prophecy about a future king. It was an impressive prophecy about an event that would take place 3 centuries later. The prophecy announced the coming of a king named Josiah, who would be born in the house of David. Unlike Jeroboam and many who followed him, Josiah would be a just and faithful leader in the eyes of the Lord. The prophecy implied that this future king would demolish the idolatrous altars and restore true worship in Israel. The temporal specificity of this prophecy is astounding. It pointed to an event that would occur approximately 300 years after the prophet's pronouncement. When King Josiah emerged in Israel's history, he meticulously fulfilled the prophetic words by destroying the idolatrous altars and restoring devotion to the true God. This prophecy reveals God's omniscience, knowing the future and shaping the destinies of nations and their leaders. It also underscores God's faithfulness to His word over time, demonstrating that His plans and purposes unfold according to His sovereign will. The fulfillment of the prophecy about Josiah is a powerful testimony to the truth of the scriptures and divine authority over human history. But hold on, as this story will take a tragic turn full of lessons and meanings. After fulfilling his mission by delivering the prophecies in Bethel, the man of God decided to depart and return to Judah. God then commanded the prophet not to eat bread, drink water, or return by the same route he had taken to Bethel, These seemingly simple instructions carried significant symbolic weight and deep spiritual importance. The prohibition against eating bread and drinking water represented a strict separation of the Prophet from common everyday practices. This abstention from food and drink was not merely a dietary restriction, but a symbolic fast of consecration and separation for divine purpose. These physical privations were meant to symbolize the sanctity of the mission and the need for complete dependence and obedience to God. The command not to return by the same route taken to Bethel also held significant meaning. This was not just an instruction about the path to follow. It was a divine directive to avoid repeating past experiences and to prevent spiritual contamination that might occur by retracing his steps. This instruction highlighted the need to maintain spiritual integrity and avoid negative influences along the way back. These instructions were, therefore, a call to complete dedication and separation for the specific mission the Prophet had in Bethel. They emphasized the seriousness of the divine purpose and the importance of maintaining unblemished spiritual purity in the face of temptations and challenges he would encounter during his journey. Each prohibition regarding food, drink, and direction was a practical test of the need to obey God unconditionally and remain free from worldly contamination. The critical moment in the Prophet's life unfolds not only in his interactions with Jeroboam or in fulfilling the prophecy, but also in his personal decisions and attitudes during his journey. However, before starting his return, the man of God unexpectedly encounters an old man who claimed to be a prophet from Bethel. This old prophet, upon learning of the man of God's actions, decides to follow and seek him out. The encounter between these two characters is crucial to the twist in the story. The old prophet of Bethel, apparently a faithful companion in faith, claims to have received new instructions from an angel of the Lord. These instructions directly contradicted the specific commands the man of God had received from God earlier. The old prophet invites the man of God to his home to eat bread and drink water, directly against the divine restrictions. Inexplicably, the man of God yields to the old prophet's persuasion and agrees to accompany him to his home. Once at the old prophet's house in Bethel, the man of God eats bread and drinks water, defying God's commands. This moment is revealing and provides an important reflection on human vulnerability to influence and deception, even from those who seemingly share the same faith. The man of God's trust in the old prophet and his willingness to accept new instructions without questioning reflect the human propensity towards disobedience, often driven by external influences. This incident highlights that even the most faithful and dedicated can be susceptible to deception when confronted with seemingly well-intentioned persuasions. The vulnerability of the man of God to the old prophet's influence reminds us of the constant need for discernment and spiritual vigilance. The deceit of the old prophet from Bethel serves as an urgent warning about the dangers of blindly trusting others, even those who may appear to be aligned with the faith. After succumbing to the persuasions of the old prophet from Bethel and disobeying God's clear instructions, the man of God begins his return to Judah. However, on this journey, he encounters an unexpected and tragic situation. A lion attacks him, resulting in his death. Interestingly, the lion did not devour the prophet's body or his donkey, but remained beside them even after the prophet's death. The prophet's death is not merely a tragic event. It carries a supernatural significance as an immediate divine judgment. The lion in this context is not just an ordinary predator, but an instrument of God's judgment. The fact that the lion did not consume the man of God's body or his donkey, but stayed beside them, emphasizes the supernatural nature of this event. It was not a mere coincidence or random occurrence, but a direct intervention by God to show his disapproval of the prophet's disobedience. The divine judgment represented by the lion's action highlights the seriousness of obedience to God and the grave consequences of disobedience. This event is not just a physical punishment, but symbolically points to the serious nature of spiritual choices. The prophet's disobedience resulted not only in his physical death, but also served as a powerful illustration of the eternal consequences of straying from God's ways. Moreover, the narrative of the death by the lion stands as a public testimony to God's justice and holiness. By allowing such an event to occur and be witnessed by passers-by, God reaffirmed his authority and the necessity of reverence and obedience from his servants. This story becomes a warning to all who hear it about the implications of disobedience, even for those appointed as divine messengers. I hope you enjoyed the video. Please subscribe to the channel, click the bell to activate notifications, leave a like, and click on one of the two videos that will appear to continue watching. Take care and God bless.